But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hola, Onanta.
Hola, amiga.
See, I still got a little Spanish going on here. did you speak a lot of Spanish when you were in Los Cabos? This is the first time we've spoken since you were in Mexico, and I just got back from Mexico. So how is your Spanish anyway?
It's okay. You know, I can say a few things and ask where the banos are, so I think I'm good.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Finding a bathroom and a taxi when you need it.
That's right. Absolutely.
So any overall thoughts about Los Cabos?
It's a beautiful destination. You know, what I liked about it, it wasn't that long to get from Calgary to Los Cabos, like 4 hours, just over 4 hours. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, for the most part, going to a sun destination, it was a fairly nice flight duration time. And you know what I was surprised with though, Randy? How packed the flights were. Packed, packed, packed. There was like hardly, there was no empty seats going down and maybe a couple coming back. And WestJet has the only nonstop service and they go daily now. And it's amazing how many people want to go to Mexico in general. And to Los Cabos as well. So enjoyed Los Cabos. Lots to do, lots to relax. If you don't want to do anything, good food, lovely people.
Yeah, I would agree with the flight thing. Our flight was packed as well. We flew on Sunwing and nonstop flight. It's very easy. It was just over 4 hours because Puerto Vallarta is not that far from Los Cabos. We're on the same side of the continent, I guess. Beautiful sunsets, I will say that. I don't know if you get them in Los Cabos, but in Puerto Vallarta, some of the most beautiful sunsets you'll ever see in the world are there.
Yeah, I saw a picture of yours on one of your social media avenues. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And I did. I enjoyed Puerto Vallarta very much. We actually stayed in Nuevo Vallarta, so we weren't right in the heart of the old town. So we had to take a transportation into Puerto Vallarta to the Malecón. And the Day of the Dead celebrations are really spectacular to see. They have a parade on the Thursday, the November 2nd, to kind of wrap all their celebrations up. As I think I posted an image too of the largest Katrina in the world, 75 feet. It's really something to see. But that whole Malecón area is really, really nice. And Puerto Vallarta is, I don't know, it's becoming more and more popular. Maybe that's why the flights were packed. One thing I did find though is that it's not cheap. I don't know if you found that in Los Cabos, but it wasn't cheap as what you might expect in past years.
No, absolutely. That's a very good observation, very true. Mexico remains one of the hottest vacation destinations in the world, and the demand continues to rise. And there's a few factors that contribute to that. The Mexican economy and the value of the peso, they're really skyrocketing against the Canadian and American dollar. So when the value of the Mexican peso is high, that means your dollar will buy less on your vacation. You have less purchasing power, and you should expect to spend a little more on a typical tourist purchases on your Mexican vacation. So for an example, the cost of an average taxi journey from Cancun Airport to downtown Cancun is 1,400 pesos. So based on a lower exchange rate, that taxi ride would have cost you $7. And using the new improved rate, it's now going to cost you $82. Mm-hmm. So the price of a cocktail in a club in downtown Mexico City is around 185 pesos. Last year, this cocktail would have cost $9.25, and now it's going to cost you, for the same cocktail, $10.80. So lots of increments that will add up in the different components that you want to enjoy at your destination. Mm-hmm.
Still a beautiful destination, though, I will say that. Let's move on with the Travi Awards. These are the Academy Awards, kind of for the travel industry, recognizing the best in airlines and travel providers and tour operators. There's lots and lots of different categories. And they're voted on by people like you, travel advisors, so the real experts that are out there. So there is some credence to it, I would think. Are you familiar with the Travi Awards? Do you vote on them?
Yeah, I do. You know, every once in a while, I see a favorite tour operator that I think, oh, I'm going to put my support behind that entity. And it's interesting what it comes out with as far as the winner. So just for an example, the best cruise line in many categories for ocean cruising was Royal Caribbean International, for entertainment, for various destinations around the world. The best river cruise overall was Ama Waterway. The best all-inclusive resort, which I can attest to, is Impressions Moshe by Secrets.
Yeah, I saw that. That was the one you were at too long ago. Yeah.
Yeah, in Playa del Carmen. I really agree with that one. Jamaica Tops for best cuisine and best cruise destination. And the best wedding destinations are Hawaii, Jamaica, and Los Cabos. So when you kind of hear all these, you kind of think, yeah, I would agree, because lots of support between these destinations and these tour operators and suppliers. So, and you know, a lot has to do with that repeat and referral. So for an example, the best hotel chain was Sandals and then Marriott. And Marriott has so many brands under the Bonvoy. So I could see that. Because it just adds up overall to their offerings.
Mm-hmm. The one interesting one I thought was the airlines, best airline, and these are American-based awards, a lot of them. So the best domestic, they call, or U.S. airline was Delta. But the best international airline was Air Canada. And I know that Air Canada is a favorite piñata for people to beat on. and for the most part, for good reason. People do have legitimate issues with Air Canada. But personally, I've never had an issue with Air Canada. And I don't have a problem with Air Canada.
No, you know, I agree with you. I've had the fortunate experience, because I shop a lot. It adds to my Aeroplan point. So I've been able to take some transatlantic flights in their business class. They have good service. You got to enjoy those pods. So I think they really do excel in their international routes.
And then speaking of destinations, the best destinations, best city destinations, again, they said Miami, which I found to be a little bit surprising, and Las Vegas in the U.S. Was second. Best Asia destination was Japan, followed by Thailand, the Central and South America, Costa Rica, and Belize. I wouldn't disagree there. And best European destination was Greece, which I found... I know Greece is absolutely beautiful, but when you think of all the European destinations, I was a little bit surprised with Greece. How about you?
Well, you know, it's interesting, though. This past year, for people wanting to go to Europe, Greece was one of the top choices, Greece and Italy. So I think it's just the charm of the islands, the beautiful weather during summer, of course, and just the opportunity to see, like, each island has their own little personality. So, it's a very popular choice for consumers.
People can find out the whole list of winners. We used Travel Pulse is a travel newsletter that I subscribe to. So they are heavily involved with the Travel Awards, and they have the complete list of the Travel Awards. You can go to travelpulse.com if you want to see the full list, because it is quite extensive. And congratulations to all the winners, as they always say.
And all the nominees, right?
And all the nominees, exactly. Always great to chat with you, Ananta. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Randy. Have a great week.